That's how we have the 95 tefillas. Now the Gemara says, on top of Daf Lamed, Michti, let's see. Yimei Tairo Kamehevei, how many days of Tairo do we give? How long is a Moshach, the Sofek of Tumah? After the first 2 weeks, that's Ishtamei. So, Shisha and Vishisha, there are 66 days, because on the Tat she gave birth to a Nikeva. So she's Tamei for 14 days. The next 66 days is Yimei Tairo. It's so like this. Out of those 66 days, the Al Shvur Gimel, take away the third week that we counted, the Asfilunullah. And we said she has to be terrible that third week, both by day and by night, because maybe it's the end of a Leda, and maybe it's the end of a Zava. So she has to be terrible by daytime because of the Zava, and terrible at nighttime because of the Leda. Partial was left over, Shishin Nochin Chod, left over 59 days. If so, Shishin Nochin Chod, that's 59 tefillah she has to make, and Tlosin Vehei, the 35 we have from the first 3 weeks. And so, Tishin Vadalah comes out to be 94 tefillah 7. And so the Gemara is, Tishin Vechomish Maya Vedatayu. How come we said before, according to Beshamish, has to be table 95 tefillah? The group we only have here, 94 tefillah, 35 and 49. So Marint says, Oma Rav Yirmi Midifta, could go in the case of talking about Sheboyas Lefanenu, when she first came in front of us, Bein Ashmoshes, she came in front of us, Bein Ashmoshes. The case is, Yavinu Lo Tfilo Yisarata. So the first day she came in front of us was Bein Ashmoshes, so we make it a table that night, because maybe that night is the end of the 7 days of Olei Deva Zachor. So Rashi says, it really doesn't have to be Bein Ashmoshes, could it be she came in front of us that night? Because that night will make it a table. That's how we have the extra tefillah that the Habimina was. She came to us by daytime. Now the Moskva and Rizdor, she came to us Bein Ashmoshes, or else by nighttime, and therefore we tell her she has to be table that night. Because again, we're going now tefillah b'zman of mitzvah, meaning to say as soon as it's time for it to be table, even though anywhere in Minasopish Geni Truma, but since it's a start to say maybe it's a mitzvah now, we are mechayiv to be table. Therefore we tell her to be table. Nothing more says Ula Beitilu, according to Beitilu, the armor that he holds, Tfulas Yemorach, Loi Boy Tfilom. Three holds no, the fact that she's a Tfulas Yemorach means after you finish the 14 days of the Tumas of a Leda of a Nikeva, that's that you have to work till the 80th day, so she could eat Trumom all those days, like she does not need another Tfilo. She does not need the Tfilo again at the end of the Yemorach. If so, Lamed Hei Maya Viditayu. Where do you get 35 tefillahs according to Beisil? How do you get 35? The Guru Esther and Vitimna is only 28. The Rashi says that's 14 b'yom and 14 balailas, 14 at night time. The Chulu Mishum Sofik Seif Yimei Tumah. Yeah, so the Chura, all you have is just 28. Saturday you have 35. Where's the other 7 tefillahs? So my answer is like this. Hach Shvur Hei, this 5th week, Madvilin kol laila b'laila, every night we tell her to go to the mikvah. Because why? Because the 4th week she saw every day. Sayyidina will say each one of those days was like the beginning of a nidus, and therefore now the 5th week every day is called Saif Nidhi. It's the end of the nida. So therefore, Yotfila b'zmana mitzvah, at the end of the nida, after 7 days, she has to go to the mikvah. So therefore, every day of the 5th week, we tell her to go to the mikvah. So that's how you have another 7 tefillahs. That's all you have, 35 tefillahs together. Now the Gemara asks the question, Yud Shavuyin Lomeli, how come you have to have a cycle that starts over the Braisa with 10 weeks, the Chura Batimna Palgasagit enough to have just 8.5 weeks? That would have been enough to have the cycle, even according to Veshamay, would have been enough just to have the cycle of 8.5 weeks. What do you have to have 10 weeks for? Rashi says it means Levata Gimu, besides the first 3 weeks, the Torim, so calling the mate philosopher slave Shemoinim, because at the end of the 80th day, and that's at the end of the middle of the 7 week, and so this teacher show Yom Shvuyim, so will Chorot Sanos, 8.5 weeks, what do you have to have for 10 weeks for? So much of this, I did the Tony Pago de Shavua, since it says half of that 8th week, the 9th week, is Masagla, it ends off the whole week. That's why it says 9 weeks. Now the I did the Tony Shavua Tameya, since it says that the 9th week is the week that she's Tomei, Tarinami Shua Torah, like Do Cheshm was, one is Tomei, one is Torah. So it says the whole cycle. Therefore, that's what the Brayta started off to say, again, is Isha, that Bola Fenenu, that Shloisha Shvuim Torim, then we have a cycle of Yasara Shvuah. The next 10 weeks was Echatom and Yechator. So really, would have been enough to have 8.5 weeks. But just we said the half, we finish off the whole 9th week. And then since the 9th week is Tomei, we have no for the 10th week of Yimei Toya. Now they have to question, must question, I, the Ika Tfila Zava. The Chur is a Shalom, maybe she's a Zava. So she has to have even more Tfilas than just this. Rashi says, the Chol Shavua Tomei. Ika Lesluke Mziv, every week that she's Tomei, she sees Dam, maybe that week's a Zava. From the 4th week onwards, so she has to be tefillah now on Mishum Zavas, so she should be much more tefillah. So Marin says, Tikas fil Zavas, Lefnei Tashmish Kachoshev, Lacha Tashmish like Kachoshev. We're only making the Cheshbin that she has to be tefillah before she has Tashmish, before the 35th night. But the tefillah she has to do after the 35th night, after the Yom HaTefillah, that we're not talking about. And it could be there are more tefillahs. We're only keeping the Cheshbin how many tefillahs she has to make before the Leil of Tashmish. Now I'm going to say that tells according to Beis Hillel. For the mother of the Beis Shammai though, the Chosh of the Yachat Tashmish, Beis Shammai holds when he has 95 Tfilis, those are all the 66 days of Yimei Toyer. He's Cheshbening even after the 35th day that there's Mutat Tashmish. So according to Beis Shammai, why don't you include also the Tfilis of every day she has to be told to the neighbors at the end of the Yimei Zavo? Nechshav Nami Tfilis Zavo? The Marian says, no, the Teretz is Beleidu Kamari, Mezibula Kamari. We're only talking about these 95 tefillahs that come because of a Leida, and not because of Tumas Ziva. So what's the question, why? Viki Yaled is deserved, like we started on saying the first 2 weeks, like she has to be told about both B'yayim and Balayla, because maybe she was the Yaled is deserved, and she finished Yizayin Nikiyim, and for that she has to be told about B'yayim. So you see, we are talking about the Tumas of Zayv. So Marian says, Yoled is bezayid kechoshev. Enechnam, if the lady was done when she was a zavam, that means right before she gave birth, she saw 3 days of dam, and there was no labor pains then, so it has a tumas zavah. And then she gave birth, so that the birth is called the zavah, that we cheshven all those tefillahs. But ziva gerei dosa like kechoshev. Just the tumas zavah alone, now we don't keep in this cheshven, therefore we're not included the tefillahs she has to make because of a tumas zavah. Now the Gemara asks the question. So first week that she comes in front of us, so we say that first week she only has to be table every night. The question is why litful of biyayma? Why do we make it be table every day also? Because dilma koyayma biyayma shlima la sipurim dido. Like maybe every day now is the end of the zayinikim for the yaledis b'zayif. So lechur, why are we afraid even the first week to make it be table another 7 tefillahs biyayim? Why do we say the first week is only tefillahs balayla? Maybe it's the end of Yimei Leida. Why are we afraid also? Maybe it's the end of Yimei Zoiva. She already counted Zay. She has already Zaynikim. So Marin says, no, Zaynikim does not help. But why? Harmani Rabbi Kivi. This Bryce that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom that he holds, we'll have later on in the Masechta, that Vinin Svur Lefaneinu. He holds that Zaynikim means you have to count now every day of Zaynikim. Say that the Isha does not know where she's holding. She doesn't have a Zaynikim until she counts them. Therefore, the first week for sure is not called a Zaynikim. Therefore, like she did not finish a Zaynikim, therefore she would not have to be tabled every day by day. The other Gemara says, but Shoyf Shvua Kama, the end of the first week, lit for let it be tabled Al Zava. There's that first week she comes in front of us. Let her count then Zayin Sipurim, and the 7th day she should be tabled. So the first week we only count the 7 at night. On the 7th day she'd be tabled b'yayim, because the zavon after the zaynikim she's tabled on the 7th day. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, chad b'shvul le'kamari. She only has to make just 1 tefillah b'yayim that week. We don't include 1 tefillah. We only said the tefillah she has to do the whole week. So that's called chad b'shvul le'kamari. The other most question is still yayim kamad yosl kamon. The first day that she comes to us, litfula, let it be tabled then. Because the Dilma Shemeris Yom Keneged Yomi, like maybe again she's in the middle of a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yomi, maybe she saw 1 day, so let it be tabled by daytime, even the first day. So every day of the first week it should be this way. Gemara says, no. Hatayya Bezova Gedola Kamari, we're only afraid about a Zova Gedola. She saw 3 days. But Bezova Katana Lo Kamari, to be Cheshire, maybe she saw 1 day in the 11 days, that we're not afraid about. It's Tchulas Yom Keneged Yomi. That's the lock of joined 11 days between one nidus to another nidus. She sees just one day, she's telling that one day, that like a choshev. Telling where it says, Shman mina plus, we have three things from here. Shman mina, first of all, Rabbi Kiva, this brother goes according to Rabbi Kiva, the yom that he holds, bin and surun lefanenu. That you have to, you can't start counting Zainikim until you know which day, like you're counting every day of them. You have to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 6, 7. For Shmamin also, Reb Shimni goes according to Reb Shimni, the Yomar, Avram Chachomim also, Lassus Kain, Shem Atov L'day Sofik, that he can't be boil, he can't live together, even after you go to on the seventh day, you know, the Zainikim, even you're allowed to be table that day, but you can't have Tashmish that day. Because maybe you'll see Dam again after the Tashmish, and it will face to the Nikiyim, and it comes out you're a boy when you're a Zavah. Who Shmamin also, if in this bright said, holds that, Philip is man a mitzvah. That every time it's a mitzvah, you have to go to the, it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. It's bizman at the right time. However, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudayim, his sheet was no, that dying let Philip Bachron is enough to make one tefillah at the end. Player meaning, we do not say it's Philip is man a mitzvah, we do not say it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. When you could, but rather only when it's Megeya, when you tore Lagamri from all your Svekis. So Tayyip brings down to Tzokimir, the first day of the session, the Zman Mitzvah, says the Kach Postuk Rach, the Locha Kebe Shamir Be Silom, that the Tweelab is man as a mitzvah. The Tayyip says the Pshit of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yerdi, Rabbi Yudu Yayman, he's going to hold the Lay Poligalay Be Shamir Be Silom. And also, Meister Bechol Yoyim Shem Lechaisha Tevela Bezman Tfilas Nida, Play Bezman Tfilas Shemeris Yom Kenegad Yayim Vezavam, the Badras the Minig, the Ataki Isha are not a Toivol, Bizmano. Whereas we don't say Lamaisa Nami Diraisa, which is Tomei, she's Tomei for 7 days, and after that there's a mitzvah to go to the Mikvah, even though we're Machman of Zainikiyim, but the Diraisa she should be Toivol for the 7th day. We don't say that. And that's our Lamaisa, they were not Machman to be Toivol Bizmano. Therefore, only at the end, when she's told the Gamri, that's when we make the Tfilah. The other Mishnah says, Amapelis Liyaynem. And he should ask him his carriage after 40, on the 40th day from the time she went to the mikvah. Is ain't a chesheshes levlas. She doesn't have to be a cheshed. Maybe it's a leda. Less than 40 days is not called a leda. Le'yoyim nemaluk. Let's say she had a miscarriage on the 41st day. So then teishav lazochur nekeva nechnaim. Then she has to sit for zochur for nekeva. Teishav lazochur nekeva ulanida. If she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, there it's a suffix. Maybe it was a zochur. Maybe it was nekeva. Maybe it was a ruach. Here we don't say, even according to Rosh Hashanah, we don't say it's a rive, because she wasn't huchzah to be pregnant here yet. So therefore, there is a tzad to say it was not a lady at all, therefore she has to be chershed l'nidr also. Rabbi Yishmol Leimer, Yoyim Memalef, Teisha L'Zochar. She had a miscarriage yet on the 41st day. She has to be afraid maybe it was a lady than it was a Zochar, or l'nidr, otherwise she's afraid maybe she's a nidr. Yoyim Peyalef, on the 81st day, if she has a miscarriage then, Teisha L'Zochar l'nikev l'nidr. Then you have to be afraid maybe he was in the cave also, so you have to be tomei the first 14 days. Because his sheet is like this. Shehazochor nigma l'memalof. Or Zochor is finished after 41 days, after 40 complete days. That's called a vlad. That's called a vlad for Zochor. For you are in the cave of the payalof. He has in the cave is first finished after 80 days. So first the 81st day, she has a miscarriage then. That to be called later for the cave. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. However, again, the Chomer, say no, Echad Brias Azochov, Yechad Brias Anikeva, whether it's a Zochor or it's Anikeva, Zev is there, Memalov. Both of them have the Tumor, both of them have the Yitzira on after 40 days. After 40 days, on the 41st day, that's already called, that could be called a Vlad. So therefore, if she has this miscarriage after 41 days, after on the 41st day, we have to be afraid maybe it was a Zochor, maybe it was Anikeva, and who I did, maybe it was a Ruach. So therefore, even after the 14 days that she sees dam, we do not give her Yemei Toyar, but rather that dam will be dam nida. Now the Gemara is the question of Chura, Loma Huska Zohar, what's in the Gerti say we have to be afraid maybe to Zohar? E li yoy metum, if we're afraid of the Leda, how many days of Tumor, Hokotoni Nikaiva? We said the Chura, we give her Dinav Nikaiva, she's telling me for 14 days. A Zohar is only telling me for 7 days. So what do we have to say that he's like a Zohar? Elamai Vidle Mei Tyra, to say that we don't give 66 days of Tyra like in a Keva, but we only give 33 days like a Zohar, that's not true either. Because